Hey, this is Ed Altonian, host of Decal Radio. Got a great show in store for you today. We review our list of top Christmas tech toys. DJ Ty does an artist focus on Rammstein. We discuss the drawbacks of digital rights management. And DJ Bwahaha covers some brand new music. You're listening to the first official podcast of the newly revised Decal Radio.
Decal Radio. Music and information on the technology station.
Welcome to Decal Radio. I'm your host, Ed Altonian. With me today is Mike Phipps.
Hi.
And Mike's going to talk about some of the new Christmas tech toys. It's that time of the year. It's time to do your shopping. If you've got a loved one or family member that needs a new tech toy, we're going to try and help you out here. We got a few items. Not a big list, but we've got a few items that are pretty good items. They're pretty hot. Something you might want to check out for your family or friends. First item on the list, and this would be for possibly a younger crowd or somebody who's into robots. That would be the RoboSapien. And you may have seen this on TV. It's been around for about 3 years now, so it's not a brand new thing. It's actually developed as a child's toy, but more of an advanced child's toy because it's a programmable robot. Now, this robot is not going to get up in the morning and make you eggs and bacon for breakfast or anything like that.
We're still a few years off from that.
It's not going to do your dishes. Certainly won't do your laundry. It is a pretty cool toy. It's fun to watch, enjoyable, kind of a neat thing to sit there and program in some movements and make it do different things. And can provide hours of entertainment. Now, like I said, these were big about 3 years ago, but they've gotten more advanced. They do a lot more now. Still a pretty hot item. And you can pick those up for, I think they're in the $200 range. They have smaller models that do less, and they have bigger models that do more. So it all depends on what exactly you want to blow on a toy.
That one that on the Sharper Image site was $250, the one that looked like a Terminator.
You're right, Sharper Image sells a cooler-looking RoboSapiens. The version 2 has the blue LEDs all over it, and it's a gray finish as opposed to the typical black and white with the red LEDs.
It does look slick.
Yeah. I remember when they first came out about 3 years ago, they had the identical RoboSapien that everybody was selling in the stores. However, it was a chrome-plated edition, which was really kind of cool.
That's one thing you can always count on Sharper Image, no matter what you're talking about, though. They could take current technology and just make it look slick.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Our next big thing, and this is probably what a lot of people will be getting this year for Christmas, it's another, some may say a toy and some may say an entertainment system, and that would be one of the new gaming systems. You've got the PS3, which just debuted this week, and of course the Nintendo Wii, and the Xbox 360, which has been around for a year. But that will be the easiest one to get a hold of this year because they've got plenty of them in stock. It's got a huge library, so you don't have to wait around for games to come out, and it's still pretty slick.
And you said something about there's plenty of them around. Sony's having a big problem. They massively underestimated the production on the PS3, so now a lot of people are going without right now.
That's right. There was only 400,000 available in the United States. I just read an article yesterday on one of the news sites. There was a shooting in Connecticut, and what had happened is the people were standing in line at a Best Buy waiting for them to go on sale, and somebody got it in their head, hey, these things run $600-$700 for this PS3. These people got a lot of money on them. So the guy wasn't after the PlayStation. He was after the money that the people had in their pockets waiting to buy the PlayStation 3. So he went to the line, and they basically held everybody up in line trying to get their money. One guy refused to give his money up, and he got shot.
People get crazy like that sometimes. You see it every time something new comes out, and PS3 is no different there. I actually heard that some people actually were buying PS3s that weren't interested in buying them, that they'd turn around and sell them on eBay. One guy paid $3,000 on eBay for a PS3 new.
Yep, I believe it, yep.
So whoever sold it just made $2,300.
With a limited edition of only 400,000 available before the next year, it's definitely a hot item.
I've heard more and more people say they're actually waiting on the Nintendo Wii than the PS3.
Well, there's a big price difference, too. Like I said, the PlayStation's running in the $500 to $600 range is what the
about 600 range average.
And, of course, there's options to upgrade to get a bigger hard drive and the wireless controllers. I believe that's the one that's $700. And you've got your Nintendo Wii, which is going to debut I believe, in the $299 range.
That's about what I heard.
Of course, they're going to have a few more consoles of the Nintendo Wii. Not too much more, but it's still going to be a little bit easier to get a hold of than a PlayStation 3.
Yeah, I don't know what Sony was thinking. Let's, you know, make 400,000 for a country of 300 million. That didn't make any sense. When a lot of people from, like, you know, age ranges of all the way up to 40 are going to want one.
Sony's gone through quite a few problems this past year, especially with the battery recalls on laptops.
Let's not forget that horrible rootkit incident.
Yeah. There's not a whole lot of people that are enthused about the PS3 other than those who have owned a PS1 and 2. You know, you've got a few people out there who've owned the PS1, PS2, and they've got a brand loyalty to Sony. They're really waiting for this to come out. And there's the others that just getting into the gaming thing, and they're thinking, hey, you know, the Nintendo Wii's half the price. It's a little bit more affordable. It's probably easier to get a hold of. And then there's those that want something that's more adult-driven, like the PS3. They can't get a hold of one. And then there's the Xbox 360. It's been out for a year. There's plenty around. It's only $299. That may be a hot item this year.
If it were up to me, I'd probably go Wii, because PS3... doesn't have a whole lot of decent games at launch time. You'd have to wait like 3-6 months, possibly more, to get some good titles. Although Xbox 360 has been around for quite a while and it's got some good ones now, like Gears of War. It's Microsoft.
That's true.
That's one reason I would kind of stay away from that. Although I heard you can do cool things like run Linux on an Xbox. My money's with the Wii. Besides, Nintendo's been in the game for longer. I mean, they've been around since the 80s. They keep finding new ways to revamp old titles and actually make them interesting, which is something that seems lost on Sony and Microsoft.
So, if you're looking for a gaming system, hopefully that'll help you out a little bit. Another hot item this year, the flash drive. May seem very simple, they've been around for a while.
But they're getting huge.
They're getting very big as far as memory goes, and they're getting cheap. Very cheap. In fact, you can get a 1 gigabyte flash drive for as low as $15.99. I just saw that in the paper recently.
You can do quite a bit with 1 gig of flash. Yes, you can store files on it, but I saw a TV at Best Buy the other day. It was an ATSC receiver, so it's digital ready. And it'll actually play media off any USB mass storage class device. A flash drive would be a mass storage class device. You could throw like a couple AVI files on there.
You'll see, actually, car stereos have USB ports on them nowadays.
Another thing I was looking at Best Buy, I actually saw one of them. It was pretty neat.
So if you're looking for a flash drive, I would definitely check that out. And the place that I saw the one for $15.99, there's a few of them nationwide. You might want to check out Micro Center at www.microcenter.com. The next item is something that I actually picked up myself a few months ago, and it has got to be one of the coolest toys that I have ever purchased. It is the Roku SoundBridge. If you're like me and you've got multiple computers, and I happen to have mine in the studio down in my basement, and you've got all these MP3s that you just don't listen to very often because they're on your computer in the basement, well, the Roku SoundBridge can solve that problem. Now, my stereo is upstairs in my living room, and the only other way to get the music up there is to actually go downstairs, select a bunch of songs, hit play, and then I'd have to run a line all the way from my computer to my stereo. That's not very cool. And it's a long line to run, first of all. Second of all, if I want to change the songs, turn it down, or stop it, I really can't do that without going back down to the basement. That's where the Roku SoundBridge comes in and helps out. What it does, you can either use a Cat5 network cable, if you feel like streaming cable that far, or if you happen to have a wireless network like I do, you can hook up your Roku SoundBridge wirelessly and set up a music server, such as iTunes or Firefly, on your computer, and then you can stream that music directly from your computer directly to the Roku SoundBridge into your receiver, and boom, you've got great sound. One of the cool things I like about this, you can search for artists, songs, albums, any way you want to search for it. You have particular genres you can search for. One of the cool things that I really like, it also does internet radio, and that's a big plus.
I think I'd take this time to mention, I happen to get lucky. I didn't find a Roku SoundBridge, but I found something similar. It's made by D-Link. They're known for making wireless access points and routers and things like that. Well, they also make something with a model number, DS7320. Found it for $35 at a garage sale. Normally, they want $200 for it new. This thing supports MP3s. It can pull the data wirelessly, or it can pull it through a LAN cable. I would suggest using the LAN cable if you're given the option. Even if you're right next to the router, the wireless does kind of flake out. This thing also supports playing movies. Supports MPEG 1 and 2, and it supports MPEG 4, so by default it supports DivX, XVID, thing based on it, in AVI format.
I'm not familiar with the D-Link. As far as your song selections, does this have a display on it, or does it run through the TV for your display?
That's the one downfall. It runs through the TV, and also the song selection's a little mediocre. I think it was made more for people who want movies. I like where you can see what's playing right from the front of your sound bridge a little better in that regard, so I think that's something that one of these guys should have taken into consideration next time they do a revision to that unit.
Yeah, the Roku does have a few nice features. I do like that option that yours has with the movies, which would be kind of cool to just look up a movie off your hard drive and stream it to your TV.
I believe yours is a newer unit. D-Link's been marketing their 320s since early 2004, I believe.
Now, there's several models of the Roku Soundbridge. There's the 500, the 1000, and the 2000. The 500 has recently been discontinued, and you can find these still brand new in a box. If you search the internet, you can find them for as low as $130-some. I've seen a few of these at a couple different retailers. They just happen to have a few left in stock. The reason they've discontinued it, the 500 has a fairly small display compared to the 1000 and the 2000. And the display is an LCD display. And from my understanding, the LCD display, it's not as fast or as reactive as the vacuum tube displays on the 1000 and 2000. So it doesn't have some of the visualizations that you can actually turn on the 1000 and 2000. I personally don't use them, but if you're looking for that artsy-fartsy sort of look, you can turn on a graphic EQ or get some of the simple oscilloscopes and visualizations you might find on Winamp that you can get on your computer. It's kind of unique, but it's not really necessary. The 1000 sells for somewhere in the range of $200, and then you've got the 2000. The difference between the 1000 and 2000 is very minimal. The 1000 has all the features of the 2000. However, the 2000 is twice as big, meaning that you get a bigger display. Your display is twice as long and twice as high. So instead of having a 1-inch display that's only 8 inches long, you get a 16-inch by 2-inch display. So you can see the display from further away. And if you've got the extra $200 to drop for that display, you may be interested in buying the 2000.
Most people who would be shopping purely on aesthetic alone would probably drop the extra $200. For the rest of us, I think we could stick with the 1000 or finding a 500 that somebody still has in stock.
Yes, exactly. Now, there is a third model. I don't know the model number of it. And this is a little bit different than the other two. And I believe it's battery operated. It is a portable radio style version. And the cool part about this one is it's got speakers built in. So you can, say, go out in the backyard, provided your wireless signal will stretch out that far, and tune in an internet radio station or pick one of your favorite songs. One of the other things you can do is actually pre-program a playlist from the Roku. Takes a little bit to do, but if you put, you know, say, 6-7 songs in, it's not so bad. So if you're interested, we're going to put links to all these different products in the show notes so you can check these all out. Find them online. And I guess the number one thing that a lot of people are looking for this year is an MP3 player.
What does it do that the other ones don't?
Okay, there's some things I like about the Zune, some things I hate about the Zune. The first thing I hate about it is that it's Microsoft and they can't stick to any one thing for more than 5 minutes. The Zune does not support Windows Plays for Sure technology. That's right. Microsoft just developed this a few years ago so that media players could get songs from specific subscription sites, and their own brand new player does not support that technology. Instead, they've come out with a totally new version of DRM for their own player.
Typical Microsoft. Let's reinvent all industry standards and break them while we're at it.
You can purchase songs from their website or get a subscription from the Zune website. I don't really like this, and I've heard quite a few people talk about it. It sets a precedent here because Microsoft is paying Universal Studios, Universal Media, they're paying them for every Zune they sell. They're getting a percentage.
And what's the whole point of that? You know, is it some MPAA thing?
It's something to do with the DRM. And basically what they're saying is, we know people are going to steal songs from you, so we're going to go ahead and just give you a little cut right off the bat. Now, I don't like this because they're going to say, well, Microsoft did it, and they're the biggest ones out there, so everybody else can afford to do that, and I don't like that idea.
If anything, it's going to make everything more expensive, because then all these big corporations like Universal, Bertelsmann AG, all those, are going to start expecting it from everybody.
That's right.
All the little guys are going to go out and Microsoft is pretty much going to be pretty much the Walmart of electronic devices if this keeps going. MP3 players, at least.
Now, I will give the device some credit.